Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Frank Balick. He's with the North Dakota Geocaching Association. And Frank, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Warren. Yeah, nice to be here.
Hey, thank you so much, Frank, for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Now, when I saw this event, Frank, I had to reach out immediately. We have a great event coming in Jamestown that focuses on geocaching and camping in our area. But I wanted to bring you on, too, to talk a little bit about what geocaching is, because this is kind of a little-known fun thing to do, not just in the state of North Dakota, but everywhere. So we're going to talk a little bit about what geocaching is, and you have some information for our listeners.
Sure do. Geocaching is an outdoor game that uses the Global Positioning System receiver, commonly referred to as a GPS, to hide and find geocaches at a specific set of coordinates, which are specified as longitude and latitude.
Yeah.
Geocaching is essentially a high-tech version of treasure hunt or scavenger hunt. At a minimum, a geocache is a waterproof container containing a logbook that the player signs and dates when they find the geocache.
Yeah.
The other part of geocaching is logging your adventure online or your search online as to whether you found the cache, whether you did not find the cache, how much trouble did it take you to get there, the path that you took, or the vacation that you're on.
Okay.
You also use the logging system to log whether a cache needs maintenance. Was the cache wet? Mm. Is the cache missing? Was the container broken? Many people actually do tell the story how they come to find the cache.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned a little earlier.
Yeah.
To get started with geocaching, you register for a free account at geocaching.com.
Okay.
That is the largest site out there. There's alternative sites, but most people are on that site. And you start searching for geocaching in your area.
Huh.
You register on the site with an email address and you create a username. And it can be a nickname, your real name, however you want to do it. As far as equipment is concerned, a GPS-enabled cell phone and a geocaching app is all you need to get started. Although most serious geocachers have a computer, an actual GPS device that they can preload geocaches on, due to the fact that there's a lot of areas in this country that do not have cell phone coverage.
Right, yeah.
So the cell phone apps typically need a data connection to be able to download geocaches.
So Frank, this is, like I said, this isn't just a thing that happens here in North Dakota. These geocaches are sometimes worldwide, right?
Like, they are on every continent and every country, probably except for North Korea due to their restrictive laws. There's geocaches in Antarctica. There's over 3 million geocaches around the world.
Wow.
There are 2,800 active caches in North Dakota. As of last night, that number increases, decreases daily. Wow. It depends on how many people add new ones and how many are taken out of play due to maintenance issues. Yeah. So
anybody can create a geocache then and add this to this large database for people to find?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Once you're registered on the site. Once you're registered.
Wow. So again, Frank Balick joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Geocaching, it just sounds like it's such a fun hobby. Like if you're in an area, you're vacationing in an area. I mean, geocaching might be a good way to also check out the local sites and scenes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've geocached over 19 states and have found a lot of interesting spots that we would never have found except for there was a geocache.
Wow.
At that location. A lot of historic places actually have geocaches nearby.
Really?
That draw people in and tie into the history of the area.
Wow, it's really amazing. And you know, Frank, thank you for explaining what geocaching is. It just sounds like it's so much fun, a leisurely thing. You do it at your own pace. And a great thing coming to our area, a great event called Camping and Geocaching, right?
Yes, we refer to it as Camping and Caching.
Camping and Caching.
We get rid of the geo part. Basically, the idea was North Dakota Geocaching Association came up with the idea several years ago, about 5 or 6 now, I believe, before we were in the state, to have an annual event where people could get together and geocache. And camping is pretty popular in North Dakota, so camping and caching was born. The main event is Saturday, June 23rd, and runs from 9 until 7:30 p.m. The primary caching time is going to be from 9 to 3.
Okay.
If you are new to geocaching, you are welcome to come down to Klaus Anderson Park, and we will help you get started. Geocachers are a friendly group, and they will invite you out to go geocaching with them if you've never tried it.
Perfect. So whether you're a geocaching veteran or you're a rookie looking to get your start, it sounds like this will be a nice, helpful way to ease into that, but a very fun day planned for those who want to participate.
Yes. Geocaching is a family-oriented game.
Yeah.
There are certain rules in place. We try to make everything family friendly.
Right.
So you should not find any dangerous objects in a geocache. You know,
good.
No ammunition, no knives, no food, because food attracts animals.
Right.
That'd be dangerous. We try to keep everything safe. Although geocaching can be dangerous, people have died geocaching, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
you try to make it as safe as possible.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's the user assumes all risk for playing the game.
Got it. Okay.
Like any other type of hobby.
Right. Absolutely. Hiking and camping alone, yes. you take that. Absolutely. So the event again starts on Saturday. Frank, is there any cost or any way that people need to get registered for this or anything like that?
Right now, we just ask if you already geocache, register online, say that you'll attend the event. We're using that for food count. Although anybody's welcome to stop by if they're driving through town and they want to stop on a lark, they are welcome to stop and participate.
Awesome. So again, Frank Balick joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the upcoming camping and caching event in Jamestown. So the event is free. Anybody can participate, like Frank was saying. And there's a little competition in there too, Frank, for those who are going to participate, right?
Yes, we are actually introducing our Jamestown Geocaching Challenge.
Awesome.
We work with Jamestown Tourism's Cyril Sweetland up at Jamestown Tourism was very, very encouraging. He supported the project from the start. And we've actually turned this into a challenge where if you find 15 out of the 20 caches that we have in town, most of them at either interesting locations or historic sites. We're also making use of the new talking trail that has just been installed in Jamestown. Awesome. To find the cache, you actually must make the phone call, listen to the story, answer a question about what you learned, then to proceed to the next stop. Awesome. And we've integrated the Frontier Village Buffalo Museum area is the largest one. We also have Jamestown baseball history lesson
Jack Brown Stadium.
Brown Stadium.
Awesome.
And a cache that integrates the 1883 courthouse, the Stutzman County Museum, the cupola, and the gazebo.
Wow. So people who participate are going to get to stop at all these different sites in order to get this cache.
Yes. You will have to answer the 4 or 5 questions. Once you answer the questions, you will be given the coordinates to the actual cache container.
Awesome. Perfect. So it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast, Frank. For people who want to learn more about geocaching or about the event, where are some ways they can get more information or sign up for this event?
Sign up for the event on geocaching.com. Okay. Create your account. Search for Jamestown in the search box. And it should be one of the top listed items because it's based on the centroid of downtown Jamestown.
It is. Okay, perfect. So it should be one of the top ones when it's searched. Awesome. That's really the main way people can get involved with this.
Yes.
And meet at Kloss Park about what time on Saturday?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Saturday. Perfect. Frank,
we will be there all day. So if people show up at 11 o'clock, they can still participate.
Perfect. So you can kind of join in whenever you want. Then.
Yes.
Frank, we really appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to add about geocaching or about the event?
No, I just need to thank Timothy Johnson, who also goes by Tucker J on geocaching, for his assistance in placing caches for the event. Cyril up at Jamestown Tourism for his support of the event and the Jamestown Geocaching Challenge. Alden Coleman at the Stutzman County Museum Board and Ilana Zenos at the National Buffalo Museum for allowing us to place caches on their property. It's great to see local attractions support our event.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%. And Frank, we appreciate you taking the time and and giving us more information on this, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd out there to do some geocaching this Saturday.
Yes, we're looking forward to it, and hope the weather stays nice.